Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class tomorrow, looks like it's going to be me, and I'll be talking about tips from the book. And if you'd like to call and add into, those tips, if you think you've got a better way, I'd love to hear it. If you want to comment, I'd love to hear it. And if you've got some comments about what we do here at USA Prepares, if you like it or don't like it, I'd love to hear that. I want to make one mention of American Standard. I'll probably be talking about that tomorrow or sometime during the week. American Standard makes great appliances, fixtures, plumbing fixtures. And we've had them in my family since the 1930s. So my grandparents, my parents, and we have them. And I had a problem with a leaking control valve for a shower. It's 15 years old. And I called them up. And I said, I've got this model number, and it's dripping. And they said, okay, we'll send it to you. They didn't say, prove it. They didn't say, what's the serial number on the box? They didn't say anything. I am so impressed with American Standard. And that is the kind of company that we used to have in the United States. And they're still around. They've been around for 140 years. And what I said was, wow, I didn't know you guys were 140 years old. But I know that we've been a customer of yours and my family for the last 90 years. So, if you're thinking about buying fixtures for faucet fixtures, shower controls, sinks, that kind of thing, please consider American Standard. It's not a commercial. It's an endorsement. I don't get paid by them. I just think they're that good. So, I was thinking about some of the things that silver is used for. But, Rich, would you like to go first?
I mean, there's thousands of products, really. I mean, it's... besides the stuff that I just mentioned, photography, weather modification tools, the automobile industry uses it, wood preservation, plastics, the airline industry, laundry detergent. It's a tool to help stop smoking, water purification, touchscreen gloves, antimicrobial lab coats, 3D printing, stained glass, engines, batteries, deodorant. I mean... It can treat warts and corns. It's got medicinal value. I know a lot of people who put silver coins in their one silver coin in their water filters. I mean, it's endless, Vince. I personally think that the only way to change things is for people to realize the corruption and the manipulation behind the scenes, and to realize where we're going as a country. And I think waking people up with kind of a shock value, and that's one of the reasons I mentioned all these articles, to show the corruption that's not even behind the scenes anymore, but that's out in the open. And I think the only way people are going to react is if they read, research, they see and observe what's going on, they realize that their options for commerce and life is dwindling. And at the same time, they're getting less skill sets, and they're being herded into groupthink, and they're not learning. They don't have options, and they're getting more and more angry, and they don't know what to do. And I think the only way to wake people up is to share this corruption at this point in time and to say, hey, is this really America? Is this really the rule of law and the Constitution? And, of course, we talk a lot about preparation. We talk about value. We talk about skill sets and gardening and off-grid and all this stuff. And we mix things up. But I don't see things changing unless the people are not distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. Now, are people waking up? It's dramatic that people are waking up. Absolutely. And this is why we give that kind of variety on this broadcast. So, Vince, go ahead and take it. But if you have any time in there, I'd like to mention some articles just to make people think of what we're allowing certain groups, certain elites to do, not just even behind our backs anymore, but to our faces. Vince?
All right, well, let's just shock them right now, okay? Class,
okay.
I believe this is true. And if you find that I'm wrong, let me know. But here's just a few of the product categories that if you take silver out, you won't have these products. Okay? So when you got up this morning, did you look in the mirror? So the back coating of a mirror, glass mirror, silver content. How about did you turn on a light switch so you could see in the mirror? Silver contacts in your AC light switch on the wall have silver in them. But what do we do with those? Mirror breaks, we throw it away. Light switch fails, we throw it away. So silver goes from we mine it, we make a product with it, we use it, and then we send it to the landfill. We could be a little smarter about this, but we're not. Solar panels. Now, not everybody has solar panels. Some people do. But there are solar panels in some of the sensors that determine whether that automatic light that you have in your house that comes on at night and goes off during the day operates. So it's a little tiny solar panel in there, a solar cell. Photographic film, we don't use so much anymore, but there are still x-rays. And there's still uses for photographic film. It hasn't gone completely away. Actual money. You will not have a cell phone without silver. No cell phone. So in 2 years when your cell phone quits and you go, let me get a new one, you can't make them anymore because one of them is silver. How about your internet router? That has silver in it. How about your PC? Your printer. Now, you don't necessarily use consumable silver in your printer, but there's silver in the construction of the printer. So if you have a laser printer or an inkjet, it doesn't matter what kind of printer you have, unless it's a Gutenberg press, you've got silver in it. How about the automobiles? There are about 200 sensors in most new automobiles today. 200. 40% of the content of a new vehicle is electronics. 40%. And all of those electronic connections have silver in them, at least at the ends of the connections. No cars. The engines, automobile engines, diesel engines, aircraft engines, use silver. Silver in the bearings. Now, we used to bomb German bearing factories because we knew in World War II that if we take out the bearings, the Germans aren't going anywhere. Bearings are in everything, including printers, including your PC. Every kind of switch you can think of probably has silver content, whether it be an AC or DC switch. Switches in your car, switches in your stereo on your dashboard of your vehicle. Dry cells, a lot of them use silver. Wet cells, I'm talking about a flooded battery, many of them use silver. How about medicine? They use silver in testing. They use it in bandages because it's an antibacterial. They use it in the construction of artificial joints, you know, hips, shoulders, those kinds of things. Lab coats. Hospital lab coats. Surgical masks. Foley catheters. If you've got a catheter, a Foley catheter, it's got silver content so you don't get an infection. Electronics. Almost every small circuit board is soldered together with silver on the board. If you want to join two copper pipes today, you have to have lead-free solder. So what do they use? Silver. RFID tags. All right, so you buy I've got Judgment at Nuremberg. It's a DVD. Now, to make sure somebody didn't steal this, it has an RFID tag on the inside. Now, how many products do you buy that have RFID tags that you actually recycle those RFID tags? I'll bet you the answer is 0.0. Each RFID tag has about 10 milligrams of silver in it. We throw them away. Silver is used in superconductors. It's used on the finish of DVDs. It's used in the control rods of nuclear reactors. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It is so serious that when people find out what silver is worth, I believe, and if they drive the price up to what it really should be, the cost of everything will skyrocket. So who's benefiting right now? That would be the major manufacturers who use silver in the products that they make and sell. So these people who throw out the washing machines, dryers, because they're substandard, because of forced obsolescence, they're throwing away silver. Everything that you throw away that's electronic probably has silver in it. So what are people doing? They are fighting the forced obsolescence program by the large corporations. They're fighting it. What are they doing? They're buying old washing machines because they know they can take a 20-year-old washing machine, and if they maintain it, it'll last longer than a brand new one. They know that. We used to be able to have, we used to have computer repair shops. What do we do now? Oh, just throw them away. What if the monitor quits? What do you do with it? Well, we used to repair them. When monitors were a couple hundred dollars a piece, we would repair them for about $30, $35. Because we couldn't stand seeing that those dumpsters full of computers being thrown away, going to the dump. But people don't do that anymore. We just throw things away. Well, we don't. Rich doesn't. I don't. Rich and I, our families use everything until it's absolutely shredded. Absolutely. So, Rich, those are just a few thoughts. Back to you. And this is serious, class. When the generally dumb public figures out how bad things are, it's going to be too late. And I don't think we can fix it. And by the way, I want to mention on a sad note, I mentioned that great-grandmother, great-grandfather, related to me through marriage, had got COVID, infected by a person that helped them out at their house. And their three children would go visit them and help them out when that other person that helped them, the person for hire, wasn't there. So the three children took turns. So the mother got it. So the helper, the paid helper, was infected with COVID. Gave it to the mother and father, and they're both hospitalized. Serious, serious condition. Then the three children who helped took turns, a few days here or there. They all got it. One of their children got it. That's six. Great-grandmother died this morning. And we don't know how many other people are infected in that family. My heart goes out to my extended family. It's terrible. I know the great-grandmother, or I knew her. Word came in this morning. So when you hear, it's just old people. Did she have underlying conditions? Yes. But she wasn't in the hospital with them. She died in the hospital this morning. We just got word. Now, could she see her children? No. Could she see her husband who's hospitalized? No. Could she see her grandchildren? No. Was she terrified? I'll bet she was. No family, no contact, just people in spacesuits.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Our achievements with Rich, I want to tell you how much I enjoy broadcasting with you because you bring in the macro perspective, and when you do that, it triggers my thoughts about the micro perspective. So you talk about, you know, globally what's happening in a large view, and I say, yeah, and here's how it relates to washing machines or throttle bodies and those kinds of things. And I want to tell the class that Gwyneth sent me an email. And there is an image of a snake in this email. And it is a venomous snake, the world's second most venomous snake. And they are brown, and they're called the Eastern brown snake. And she found one in her living room. It's 4 feet long. Now, what do you think Gwyneth Isaacs would do with this snake? What do you think that she would do? Let me tell you. Well, not yet. Not yet. But she said, I'm going to, quote, in the email, I'm going to fry its body with some butter, garlic, and some onions later, and I plan on enjoying my meal. As long as the head and neck is thoroughly removed and destroyed, the rest of the flesh is quite safe to eat. And it's delicious. It tastes like something between fish and chicken. And I've eaten it a number of times in the past. God bless you all. Speak with you soon, Gwyneth. So Gwyneth's getting better. She's going to have herself some snake today, Eastern brown snake. And so Nothing goes to waste over there either. That's what life is like here. That's what life is like with Gwyneth, Rich, me, Norm. We don't waste anything. Kyle, Sharon, Kathy. That's what it's like. Interesting. Back to you, Rich.
Well, Vince, what I'd like to do is discuss some articles. We're running out of time here. And just to show where we are as a country, if you want to call it macro, that's fine. But it's not so much worldwide news as it is country news, some worldwide. But basically, it just shows how we're losing our ability to control our own destiny. I really urge people to stop using the term right-left paradigm or conservative-liberal. It's very little of that. What it is the elite wanting to consolidate power, money, and control, depopulate the U.S. They don't care if it's eugenics, if it's genocide. They don't care if it's race wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars, religious wars. They do not care. You have to realize that when we are on the radio and we're broadcasting ideas and solutions, we're talking about how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. I'm giving examples of how the wealth redistribution is occurring to where the middle class is being eliminated, and it's going to be the bottom 93%, and you're going to have a few in the top 5 or 6% that does better, but the top 1% is going to control everything. The technocracy, everything, okay? Education will be bought and paid for. Everything will be sold out. We're heading to a totalitarian, tyrannical, communist insurrection. That's about as corrupt as you can possibly get. We don't even have the ability to control our own lives, our jobs. They want you to swallow the narratives, okay? What we do is stick up for the little guy. We have to stop using these terms, conservative, liberal. The left-right paradigm is more of a hoax and a joke to divide us amongst groups. It makes us submissive. It breaks your will. These are politically correct buzzwords in order to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize certain groups. So identity politics, group identity politics, whatever. It's to destroy America, reward mediocrity, turn us into the law of diminishing returns, which eliminates our opportunity and knowledge and productivity. Okay? This is, in a nutshell, some of the things that I've been talking to the people about. The manufactured perception, pity, guilt, ideology, swaying public opinion. You have to realize who the enemy is. It's not us, it's not we the people based on our skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion. It's basically the elite dividing us, lowering the bars of standards.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authority in Plains, Pennsylvania responded to a shooting on Monday that resulted in 3 deaths, including a husband and wife. Cops say there was an argument between neighbors about 9 a.m. over shoveling snow. Neighbors say they heard about 9 gunshots. James and Lisa Goy leave behind a 15-year-old son with autism. The suspected shooter, 47-year-old Jeffrey Spade, was found after committing suicide. Plains is located south of Scranton. A lawyer representing former President Trump at his impeachment trial next week plans to argue that convicting Trump of inciting a riot would imperil all political speeches from now on. Attorney David Schoen laid out his strategy Monday for Trump's defense, and that some of the rioters were planning to storm the Capitol well before Trump addressed his attendees. SpaceX announced Monday it will fly a crew of private citizens into orbit around the Earth by the end of the year to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in an attempt to raise $200 million for St. Jude. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As President Biden continues to use executive orders in record numbers, one such order will likely send a tidal wave of immigrants flooding into the United States. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Biden is set to roll out several more executive orders on immigration this week, which largely roll back the Trump-era rules. One of them is reported to be the end of the so-called Remain in Mexico protocol, which former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan says worked well to discourage migrant caravans.
They've just taken away the game changer, one of the most essential tools that we have to address the illegal immigration crisis.
Morgan says this move will encourage more migrant caravans from Central America.
COVID has devastated economic conditions in the Western Hemisphere. That's what's driving the numbers up. You've seen the caravan. The crisis has already begun.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The actual size and the origin of the illegal immigrant population in the United States is uncertain and is difficult to ascertain because of difficulty in accurately counting individuals in this population.
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett has revealed that he has Alzheimer's disease. The 94-year-old crooner's battle with the disease was documented in a lengthy AARP article, which contained interviews with his family members. Life is a gift, he wrote, even with Alzheimer's. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Today. God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, I believe you mentioned something about knowing who the enemy is. Well, I watched a series on Netflix, and I only watch video that is educational. It's either history or something where I can learn. I'm not interested in sitcoms and nonsense and humor, and I'm really interested in reality. And there is a series that I suggest you consider, class, as homework. It's called Thieves of the Wood. Thieves of the Wood. It's 10 episodes. It's a drama, historical drama based on 18th century life. And there was an outlaw leader by the name of John Delicta. And this was first made in Belgium, but this is Europe in 1740 to 1748 during the War of the Austrian Secession. And John de Lichte ravaged the countryside in his area. So he was like a Robin Hood, very personable. And he was the enemy of the elite. And it shows the elite as they really are. Pedophiles. They would have a hunt, you know. And normally with a hunt, you'd have guys with guns and dogs and, you know, in Europe. And they would chase animals. On this hunt, they chase young girls. And if you catch one, they say, ready, set, go, and they let them loose. And they have like a 10-foot head start. 1 second, maybe 10 feet. And if you catch one, she's yours, you know, to do with as you will. And that's what the elite did. And they wore wigs, you know, the elite. So they would look wealthy, and they dressed wealthy, and they would slaughter their enemies. They would torture their enemies. They would beat their enemies. And the villagers, the gang of Jan de Lichte, lived in tents and poverty. And it shows what the military can do with their strength and beat up the little people. So what I'm saying is there's not much new under the sun. The elite are still the elite. You look up castles. Look up castles in Europe. Look it up on Netflix if you have it. And just watch some of the videos of the castles, and you'll see how they imprisoned people, how they tortured people, how they raped and murdered people. And these are the people that, wow, you know, they live in the castle. They must be really something. Nothing new under the sun. That's what we're talking about. And that's what Rich is saying. Got to know who the enemy is. And it's the elite. They're strangling us. Every way possible. Every way. The news.
Yep. Go ahead. Vince, let me jump in here, if you don't mind, because we're running out of time. Thank you. You know, think about this, folks. Think about the elite. Think about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Gates, Bezos, all these people basically starting the narrative and selling the narrative how bad whites are or how bad males are. 99% of these people who have created these narratives are the most pale-skinned males out there. And we have to remember that everything is being scripted and planned to have an unsustainable system for a takeover, to make America illegitimate, to make us a third world banana republic through the elite favors and graft. They're changing definitions. They're putting everybody's head on the chopping block, especially the middle class. They have literally made us poison us against each other by selling us out to the highest bidder. Elections, voting, intelligence agencies, lawyers, judges, work, science, healthcare, math, history is being rewritten, rules, laws, accountability based on what group you're in, wealth, success, economics, currency, money, commerce, prosperity, middle class, life is all under the category of FUBAR. Now, Vince, I would like to, I'm not going to mention all the articles that I have prepared, but if it's okay with you, I'd just like to send some reality to the people regarding the corruption. And think about if this is America. Is it okay if I mention some articles, Vince?
Yeah, you bet. I'm going to sit back and relax.
Thank you. First article, folks. McCabe, declassifying action confirmed Rosenstein offered to wear a wire against President Trump. Now, I want you to think about some of this stuff and think about not that many years ago how people would have been hung or imprisoned in Gitmo or somewhere for treason, sedition, and espionage. I want you to think about, when I mention these articles, does this sound like America to you? The rule of law, the Constitution. Next article. Declassified documents prove FBI knowingly and willfully lied to FISA court to spy on Trump campaign. This is all declassified. We all knew this because that evidence did leak out. but it's all confirmed. And it really was before. Next, Biden signs order, basically abortion funding for foreigners. Now, I always say it, I try to remember to say a disclaimer, folks. This isn't Rich or Vince or anybody mentioning this, these words. These are published articles in the public domain. Next, report shows that the Biden staff pre-screening, that Jen Psaki, whatever her name is, they're pre-screening her press briefing questions. This is scripted and planned, like I just mentioned. Next, D.C., it's theater is what it is. D.C. officials announced plan to erect permanent security fence around the U.S. Capitol. Is that while they're ending construction of the border fence? See, it's about protecting the elite and not the little people, not we the people. That means there's no vetting. That means they want chaos. They want infighting. They want pot stirrers. And I got to limit my comments because I'm looking at the clock here. Next, 5 days after Biden inauguration, judge rules late changes to Virginia election law is illegal without the postmark. Oh, what a coincidence. After the election. Next, more than 60% of votes trust Biden to do a good job with the economy. I read this article. I read into it. How come 60% trust Biden? Because 93% of the pollsters was Democrat. Next, BLM nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. You know that group where money comes through from the elite like Soros that have ruined people's lives and burned down buildings and businesses? Yeah, that one. Next, two shocking headlines that sum up COVID. Billionaires made $3.9 trillion during the pandemic, while us peon workers lost $3.7 trillion. Please do the math. It's very simple. Next, Project Veritas. Apparently, some news crank, John Ward, was forced to admit that ballot harvesting in Minnesota, was linked to Ilhan Omar, which was clearly illegal. Next, politics FBI lawyer who altered evidence to enable spying on Trump gets probation instead of jail. If this was me or you and we were labeled a conservative, we would be in the who's gal. Next, cover up. New York Department of Health underreported COVID nursing home deaths to make Governor Cuomo look good by 50%. Next, Lincoln Project co-founder. Now, Vince is going to be very hard for Vince not to jump in here. Co-founder John Weaver busted for grooming underage teenage boys, like 14-year-old boys. And it's turning out by reading the comments about across the internet about the Lincoln Project, it really was a child boy grooming project, is what everybody's saying. Very interesting. And keep in mind, the left not only donated to this group, not only donated to it, but basically all these behaviors that were coming out, they basically tried to shadow ban them, say it was a hoax, all this other stuff. Well, see, it's pretty obvious they're trying to normalize pedophilia, folks. If you were ever a Boy Scout, it's really quite sad when you really think about what's happened, because the Boy Scouts literally have been dismantled because of all the lawsuits, because of all these pedophiles that were going in there. But the Dems don't want to denounce that. They would rather denounce males, denounce whites, denounce heterosexuals. That's how that works, you see? Next, John Kerry's private jet emitted 166 metric tons of carbon last year. That's equivalent to 36 cars in 1 year. And they want to take away your rights, your lifestyle, your ability to live by giving you carbon taxes. That's right. Alaska Native leaders furious with Joe Biden. Well, for all Native leaders, whether it be Inuits or American Indian, doesn't matter. It's about aristocracy versus the serfs. That's why in the tribe you have certain people who are bought and paid for, who have a better lifestyle at the top, because they're part of the gimmick. They're part of selling you to buy at the company store. Next. Biden White House outraged after Burmese military arrests country's leader over alleged vote November voter fraud. Hello? Hello? Earth to military. Hello? Next. Burmese leader ousted by military for vote fraud had close contacts and relationship with Clintons and Soros. Can you connect the dots, people? I'm not being condescending by saying that. Please. We need to wake up. It's not white, black. It's not skin pigmentation shade. It's not your gender, the gender you identify. It's not your sexual orientation or your religion or your generation. This is all done for divide and conquer strategies. I know most people have woken up to this, but there's still quite a few that think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity because of their group, and they think they've been shortchanged. It's not even close to that. The powers that be are poisoning us against ourselves, folks. I've given thousands of examples on this, and I know the wake up for the people is exponential right now, but we're at the point that there's so much corruption. When you even install politicians, there's absolutely very little hope for your country because you're a third world banana republic. Next, Biden State Department spokesman called police the largest threat to national security. The police that put their lives on the line for us, they're being called the largest threat to national security. And guess what? Even Homeland Security is calling for conservatives to be hunted down. That's right. It's not about conservatives. It's not a left-right paradigm. Basically, that's code for if you tell the truth and don't propagate the lie and sell the narrative to others, you're going to be hunted down. Next, Maricopa County Board approves extensive forensic audit of election equipment. Really? Yeehaw! Hold on. Maricopa County officials sell out America, refuse to audit of 2020 ballots. See, it's all fixed, folks. All of it. Maricopa County preventing ballot audit of 2020 election results. And now media claims the law prevents the county from handing the ballots over to the people. We caught them. I'm going to mention the next couple articles after we come back from the break, folks, so I'm going to be cut off any second. We appreciate you being here.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, back to you.
Sir, I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights for the people. Next article, folks, is the same companies involved in the certification of Dominion voting systems and the 2020 results in Georgia were chosen for the upcoming Arizona audit. The same companies. You can't even make this stuff up, folks. Next article. We caught them. Woo! Balloons and confetti. Arizona's Maricopa County Board supervisors lied because the website... the auditors were uncertified. You can't even make this stuff up. This is all theater, folks. All of it. Joe Van Pulitzer says 65 countries were involved. He says he can audit the machines and the ballots and figure this out immediately, very quickly. But the powers that be don't want to share the evidence. They don't want the courts and the judges to see it because they've been bribed, blackmailed, and threatened. Next, Facebook executives admit meddling with election, backing Biden. They admit it. It's unbelievable. And yet, it's not null and void. Hey, DOJ, we found another one. Liberal reporter who tweeted the same exact message regarding President Trump in 2016, but yet a Trump supporter who was indicted just recently for tweeting the exact same message. I want you to think about that. Double standards, hypocrisy, folks. Next, John Kerry to oil and gas workers. Hey, you oil and gas workers, anybody who's a redneck who works outside, yeah, you deplorables, you irredeemables, you know who you are. John Kerry and the Democrat Party are saying when you lose your jobs because of the war on energy, you should be going to code and you should be making solar panels. And even Kamala Harris jumps in the fray. She says those unemployed coal miners, because you're not going to have a job, even though coal's probably 50% of our energy, Kamala Harris is saying that when they kill your jobs, you should work reclaiming abandoned landmines. You can't make this stuff up. And the Biden administration lost track recently of 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses. They were worried about the crucial supply is boxed away in warehouses, sitting idle in freezers or floating elsewhere. Could it be contaminated? Maybe Russia did it? Oh, no, Russia or Trump had to do this. See, they're going to break out focus groups, polls, and see how many useful idiots will swallow whatever narrative they want to sell you. Next, the federal government mobilized within 24 hours to protect hedge fund managers. That's why we're talking about what we were talking about earlier, but left American families to suffer, lockdown and jobless for almost a year while they debated on a stimulus bill, but they protect the big banks and the hedge funds within a day. That's, in fact, silver right now, folks, is under $27 just since we've been talking on this broadcast. While Joe Biden is asking for $4 or $5 billion to aid Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, probably to open up their gates to more immigration, while millions are out of work in the U.S., but they're putting Democrats first, not Americans. See, we have an official American last policy. Vince, we only have a couple of minutes left, maybe seconds. Do you have any comments about these published articles in the public domain that I did not make up that is true?
I just have one comment. It's tangential. You mentioned carbon credits. Tesla is shown as profitable, but it loses money on every vehicle it sells. And the reason it's profitable is because it sells carbon credits to other companies that pollute more than the government allows. So Tesla is making money selling something that doesn't exist to companies that don't cooperate with the government. So it's man-made. It's artificial. Tesla is underwater in terms of being financially viable right now. So that's what you're talking about. You're talking about manipulation. That is manipulation at a very high order. Not the highest order, but a very high order.
Absolutely. It's making America illegitimate. It's making work illegitimate. Do you understand what's happening here, folks? It's not a black-white thing. It's not a conservative liberal thing. It's not a left-right paradigm thing. It's an aristocracy controlling the serf type thing. And when you eliminate all of our opportunities, all of our wealth, all of our ability to create commerce, you break our will and make us submissive. That's what they want to do. It destroys every option you have. It destroys productivity, and it makes America rewarding mediocrity. And it's the wrong direction to go in, folks. It's the elimination of our country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's going down unless we realize what corruption is behind the scenes. Vince, thank you for having me, as always. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I love broadcasting with you. You bring a wealth of knowledge and high blood pressure to the airwaves. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you, sir.
Class, I'll be here tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Love all honesty and integrity.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.